Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my beautiful better half and our forever student of God's Word, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Bless you, my dear. Shalom to all, and much thanks for tuning in. Let's bow our hearts in prayer.
Abba, Father, we extol you and thank you for our great gift of salvation and for your training manual of life, our light that brightens our path in a world of darkness. We pray healing on the suffering who are called by your name, and may your supernatural comfort abide within us as we pierce the darkness and trust you to see us through all diversions that try to block our way. We continue to plead the blood of salvation over our loved ones. We also pray for those in government that they can hear what your Spirit is saying to them. And may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't there an important date coming up on God's calendar soon?
Yes. One that is mind-worthy, which once again confirms to us that God has his own schedule and that he is a date setter.
For sure. Very obvious.
And currently, right now, the Jews are in a three-week solemn period that began on the 17th of Tammuz, which is June 27th to us, that leads up to a very devastating time in history when many horrendous events occurred on the 9th of Av, which this year falls on our Gregorian calendar of July 17th, sundown to sundown on the 18th. And we will go over all those disasters next week. But the two main ones is that both Solomon's Temple and the rebuilt first century temple were both destroyed hundreds of years apart, but on the same calendar date, on the 9th of Av.
Wow, that's amazing, but we'll save all that till next week.
Yes, because this week we want to again show the importance of typology. It's a fascinating learning tool for serious students, and tonight we will focus more on some objects of interest.
And perhaps a little on the important Bible figures.
Perhaps, although most are pretty aware of them, like Moses, Abraham, and Isaac. But many don't pay a lot of attention to certain biblical items.
So we'll do that tonight.
Yes. But first, some end-time news that fits into Bible prophecy.
Which today is most of all the news.
I know, right? And we'll begin with that there is now even more data surfacing about the increased dangers of face masks.
Especially on children.
Yes, a leading German virologist, Professor Streeck, said masks are a breeding ground for bacteria and fungi. As well, two New York dentists have reported seeing a number of patients with inflamed gums and other problems caused by the fact that face coverings increase mouth dryness and contribute to a buildup of bad bacteria,
leading to a decrease in saliva.
And saliva is what fights the bacteria and cleanses your teeth. They're seeing inflammation in people's gums that have otherwise been healthy forever.
Oh, yeah, and cavities, too.
Right, and also those who have never had them before.
And periodontal disease,
which can lead to strokes and an increased risk of heart attacks, as they also obstruct one's intake of air by reducing oxygen levels, thereby increasing levels of carbon dioxide.
Causing headaches.
Oh, yeah, and dizziness and drowsiness, nausea, vomiting, and a tight feeling in the chest. What's sad is the risks are usually just dismissed as irrelevant.
Where are the fact checkers about the mask?
You mean like the BBC, which claims superiority at fact-checking material? Well, they just happen to have financial links to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which itself has strong financial links to the vaccine industry, among others.
So, not very trustworthy.
You know, someone needs to check the fact checkers. But not likely, as government defenders trust the removal of any video removed from YouTube as a sure sign that the advice in the video, well, it must have been wrong.
The reality is it's the exact opposite.
Oh, definitely. Since YouTube takes down any material that disagrees with the World Health Organization, which is heavily sponsored by, yep, Bill Gates.
Bottom line, masks are not effective, but rather as a means of control.
Mm-hmm. And many adverse side effects continue to mount from the vaccines. But the Dems and the mainstream media continue to ignore them. Anyhow, there's much more info out there about all this, should you want to look, because more variants are coming. And perhaps even Ebola will return, which they conveniently already have a vaccine for.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
And more draconian measures will be back in force, I'm afraid.
I pray we can stand up for our rights.
Because we are very aware of the days we are living in. Therefore, we kind of know that this just isn't going to stop.
Right. Well, let's move on. How's the new government doing in Israel?
Well, after 2 weeks of some calm, they're having once again to deal with more arson balloons from Gaza. And last Thursday, they set off 4 major fires. So then Israel struck back, hitting a weapons manufacturing facility belonging to Hamas.
So Hamas repeated the incendiary balloons again on Saturday.
Yes, so again the IDF was in action against Hamas targets. As well, on Saturday, a vessel in the northern Indian Ocean was attacked, which Iran thought to be an Israeli cargo ship, but was not, for it had been sold just 2 months earlier.
Oops, for Iran.
Mm-hmm. Iran is obviously testing the new governments of Israel and the United States. However, various Iranian facilities have in recent weeks been beset by a series of large fires. And another one was just set yesterday.
I wonder who might be responsible.
Right. By the way, Canada and the Palestinian leadership have met and are very chummy. Canada is saying that they will help them halt Israel's aggression. Huh. And Israel's new Prime Minister Bennett is planning a very friendly meeting with President Putin very soon. And over here, Christians that follow end time prophecy, who are mostly conservatives and usually Trump supporters, are being targeted not only as white supremacists, but also as domestic terrorists.
Who cling to their God and guns.
Yep. And some organizations are denying services, as in Chase Bank, who are shutting down accounts of verbal Trump supporters.
Even veterans.
Mm-hmm. I think I changed banks. And I saw how an Uber driver would not let a black man in his car because he had a MAGA hat on. And GoFundMe has taken down many conservative fundraising pages if any reference to a fraudulent election or bad-mouthing critical race theory. Also, large corporations like Amazon, they're not going to donate any longer to Republican campaigns who stood by Trump over the election results.
You know, and the PGA broke its contract to hold its annual tournament at Trump's Westminster Golf Course.
And so much censoring from Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, Snapchat, Twitch, and others. And also in academia, where Lehigh University and Wagner College withdrew their honorary degrees from President Trump.
You know, he had held those for many years.
He did. And listen to this. American Express, Morgan Stanley, MasterCard, Visa canceled senators' cards if they had questioned the election. And AT&T and Comcast cut off their internet to those congressmen who fought the results.
It's just tyranny. You got more?
Yep. No more donations to any in Congress for the same reasons as in Dow Chemical, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Marriott, the Ritz.
And many publishing medias, as in Hallmark.
Also, Cumulus Radio has put conservatives on notice. Glad we don't work for them. Then there's Airbnb, American Airlines, and FedEx.
And even good old Coca-Cola.
But here's the bottom line. If you are a real Christian who adheres to the book of Revelation and an apocalyptic coming judgment, then you will be labeled a domestic terrorist, and they could at some point be coming for you.
And we'll be able to, and they'll be able to justify their every move.
Mm-hmm. Revenge can be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they'll say you are just a threat to society, and perhaps that's what all those FEMA internment camps are for.
Well, there is a document written in 2010 about this.
Yes, originally for the military prisoners and detainees, but would probably use for domestic terrorists, too. Anyhow, just do an internet search on internment and resettlement document, and it will come up for you to read. It's 300 pages long, and in my estimation, they do have plans ready to go, and I expect that even someday they'll implement it. But God admonishes us to fear not, and I believe him and trust him totally.
You know, the rapture got to be very close.
You think? Until then, take one day at a time, study his word, pray, and stay focused on the next kingdom.
Amen to that. Okay, another quick headline.
We're entirely leaving Afghanistan. And guess who's stepping in to replace us to help the Afghans fight the Taliban?
China.
How did you know?
Fits the end time scenario.
Yep, it does. Revelation 16, verse 12.
All right, then. If you have a question or a comment, there are three ways to connect with us. You can email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office. And please be sure to leave a very detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. And prayerfully consider tucking in a gift of love. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, which automatically adds your name to our mailing list for news updates and monthly teaching letters for your added learning. Okay, pictures of learning called typology.
Yes, our great tools of instruction, unveiling the deeper truths of God, people, places, and objects.
And dates, too.
Yes. As we said in the ninth of Av, that we'll save until next time. But right now, we are in the 3 weeks prior to the ninth of Av, which began on the 17th of Tammuz. It was a minor fast day when the walls were breached prior to the temple's destruction by the Romans in 70 A.D., and the day when Moses broke the twin tablets of the Ten Commandments in Exodus 32. But tonight, let's begin by reading Hosea 12, verse 10.
I have also spoken by the prophets.
And by the way, let me mention that the prophets here are the prophets of the Bible, because the word prophet is Nabi, number 5030, and it means inspired men. And all the writers of the Bible were inspired. So God is saying here, he has spoken through his word.
And have multiplied visions. I have given symbols through the witness of the prophets.
The Hebrew word for symbols is number 1819, and it's dama, which literally means similitudes or metaphors, which more easily is understood as pictures or types.
Okay, let's have some fun. What is the shoe a type of?
Well, when taken off and given to someone, it means you made an unbreakable deal of an agreement. And they kept the shoe as proof of a done deal.
Okay, the manna from heaven in the wilderness.
Well, of course, manna represents their food, like bread, a type of their coming Savior as the bread of life from heaven.
Although they didn't see that picture then.
Right. Interesting that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, or Bethlehem, which means house of bread.
Nice. Mm-hmm. God is so detailed.
He's an amazing God.
For sure.
However, the Hebrews complained after a while, for they were, I guess, getting tired of it. So God sent them some quail.
Another picture of Jesus.
Yes, where they would have to shed its blood to eat of the body, which would also happen to Jesus much later.
And the quail, you know, it was a clean bird as well.
Absolutely, sinless and without spot or wrinkle.
Okay, how about the tabernacle or temple?
Well, our bodies are a temple, and we're made up of three parts, body, soul, and spirit.
The temple as well had three parts.
Yep, the outer court representing the flesh of the body, the inner court representing our soul, and the Holy of Holies representing our spirit, where we meet with God. And Jesus tore that separating veil so we can enter anytime.
Actually, we should spiritually dwell there at all times.
And if you are a sanctified, complete Christian, then you do. 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Now, what about leaven?
Well, that always represents sin.
Always?
Always.
What about the foundation cornerstone?
Well, what does the scripture say in Ephesians 2, verse 20?
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Okay, the foundation is his first coming with the apostles and prophets, and then later the capstone, as Zechariah 4, 7 calls it, and that's, of course, the type of his second coming. Also read Psalm 118, verse 22, honey.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
Amen. And we can't ignore the rock, which is a type of the word, because Jesus is the word. And upon the word that Peter had just spoke, Jesus will build his church. And what does Matthew 16, 18 say?
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen to that.
And a little bit more about the rock in the Old Testament.
Yeah, their first encounter was actually in the wilderness, for it provided the Mayim Hayim, meaning living water.
Yeah, well, Moses got in trouble when he struck the rock twice.
Right, he was to strike only once as a type in that Jesus would only have to die once. So Moses messed up the typology, and it cost him going into the promised land.
But he'll be there later.
Yes, during the tribulation along with Elijah as the two witnesses of Revelation 11, and again, of course, in the Messianic kingdom.
So why isn't Enoch one of the two witnesses, since he was taken up like Elijah, where neither died?
Well, first of all, Enoch wasn't Jewish, and scripture infers they will be like them. But in Malachi 4, verses 4 and 5, it references Moses and Elijah together. Also, they are a type of God's word in that Moses wrote the Torah, and Elijah is the lead prophet over all the prophets. And, of course, they both appeared on Mount Hermon at the Transfiguration, Matthew 17.
So, Enoch is a type of the rapture.
Right, as it occurred before the judgment of Noah's flood. And remember, by the way, They never did find Moses' body, which is a clue as well.
So, speaking of Noah, what about him and his ark?
God protected them through the judgment, although they were lifted up over it, as we will be, but higher up. But they were a type of the 144,000 that are sealed, like the ark was sealed, and protected during the judgment, similar to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were in the fire, but not hurt in any way.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, what about myrrh, the embalming spice?
Yes, it is, which is why the wise men gave it to Jesus at his birth, along with gold, a type of his kingship royalty, and frankincense, denoting his priesthood and deity. Interesting that the church at Smyrna's name means myrrh, and they were the prophetic church age with the most martyrs, and that was through the years 100 to 312 A.D.
In fact, millions of martyrs.
Mm-hmm. King Yeshua will once again receive gifts at his second coming, according to Isaiah 60, verse 6, when they will bring gifts of gold and incense, but you won't see any myrrh.
Well, because he will never die again.
Amen. And neither will we. Hallelujah.
The Levites.
Okay, the Levites, the type of the church, because we are all priests and kings, as Revelation 1:6 says.
Water?
Water is the type of the word, according to Ephesians 5:26, which says,
that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
So how do we get completely sanctified?
The word and only the word.
Did you know that even how they camped out in the wilderness was in the shape of a cross?
Yeah, each tribe was perfectly placed.
Yep, so God could see the cross from heaven. Check out Numbers chapters 1 and chapters 2.
Okay, the Jordan River.
Oh, definitely means victory.
Oil.
The Holy Spirit, a healing ointment.
Salt.
Oh, a preserver that prevents corruption. You know, Matthew 5, verse 13 says, you are the salt of the earth and should not lose our savor. We need, since we are the salt, to tell others how to avoid corruption. You know, Colossians 4, 6 says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. And God really loved salt too, because in Leviticus 2 verse 13, it says, and every oblation of thy meat offering shalt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from any meat offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. So the Old Testament was picturing his future salty church. Okay, saints of God, have you lost your savor? Are you dull of flavor? Good question, huh? Do you have the blood of Jesus flowing through your heart? Do you share his DNA? How well do you know him? Better put, how well does he know you? Is he personal to you? If not, you can invite him in right now. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that lasting shalom. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her will prosper. Psalm 122, verse 6. Till next time, Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.